In terms, again, of non-protocol approaches, and I know your first choice is always going to be to try to get the patient on a study, are you using capecitabine in general in the neoadjuvant situation?
The answer is yes. And the question is, do you use capecitabine on the back end with your postoperative therapy? I typically do if I've given them capecitabine as part of the pre-op. So infusional 5-FU is really a thing of the past, both on protocol and off protocol at MD Anderson. I think there are still purists in the world who would say you don't have any data for that and you shouldn't be doing that. Again, I think if you can get someone on board here to come and tell you the biological reason why capecitabine is inferior to infusional 5-FU, I'd be very open to that discussion.
And I know that you all have a really interesting trial right now, neoadjuvant rectal trial. Can you talk about that?
Sure, it's a combination of capecitabine with bevacizumab given every 2 weeks during the course of their radiation. This is a trial that's fairly recently opened. I've just had a patient complete it. She had very nice downstaging from a T3 N1 situation, clinical staging based on endoscopic ultrasound. Just as a comment here, when patients are offered preoperative therapy, they are always put through an endoscopic ultrasound for T staging and node staging, unless CT clearly shows perirectal adenopathy. And you can stage them on the basis of the CT. CT is not as sensitive in terms of tumor stage or nodal status compared to endoscopic ultrasound. So virtually everyone, not everyone, but virtually everyone has an endoscopic ultrasound, and they are clinically staged on that basis. Then they receive the capecitabine with the bevacizumab. The bevacizumab capecitabine start on the first day of the radiation, and then they receive the Bev Q2 weeks through 45 gray of radiation. They're given 6 weeks of rest, and then they are offered back to the surgeons. And in this patient I'm referring to, she had very nice downstaging. She didn't have a path CR, but she's down to T2N0 disease with only microscopic foci of tumor in the muscularis propria. You have to believe that woman is going to have a good prognosis. Having said that, she's in her mid-50s. She's otherwise healthy. There is no contraindication to giving her an oxaliplatin-containing regimen. And what we have done is given her what I call dealer's choice. So she can take Zelox on a 3-week schedule for 5 sessions, or she can take FOLFOX on a 2-week schedule for 8 doses. She hasn't decided. I mean, I think this is something where I think Zelox, the ox part, is a little more intense on a 3-week basis, but it's, you have 3 weeks to recover before your next dose. I don't think there's much toxicity difference between those two, and part of it is a style issue. Do you want to be hooked up to a pump 2 days every 14, or do you want to take one pop of oxaliplatin and go on your way with your oral medication?